Like to know you're of Lebanese descent.
Yes, I am.
And so you've come to this vigil for...
Vigil,
yeah.
Yes.
Can you tell me your feelings about what's been going on?
Well, how can I explain my feeling? It is terrible. It's like a genocide. No humanity in it. Bombing families, children, women's. Okay, they want Hezbollah, they go to Hezbollah, not to go to all the civilians and pull the houses down and towns. 500,000 people moved from their houses. They have no space to live in. How can I tell you my feeling? My feeling is terrible. So I come here to support and pray for peace, for all those leaders to get something into their head that human beings is valuable. What do you want me to say anymore?
Well, you know, this happened 30 years ago as well, didn't it?
Yes, 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 it's always. But this Netanyahu or Hassan Nasrallah, they are nuts. They both nuts. They do their things and they don't consider the people.
Well, they went about 100 kilometres into the Lebanon.
More than 150 kilometres. Yes, yes.
That's quite shocking.
Well, there's towns, hundreds of towns is being pulled down, ruined, and people run away from their houses before the houses drop on their heads. So that's the situation anyway. We're here to support them and tell them that our houses is their houses, so they could move to our houses. We will look after them until things is good. All right?
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, this all happened before.
Yeah, always. They kill us like we're not a human being, just animal. We make our country look like a playground. They play game over there. No, you know game, video game?
Yes.
They play over their ground. They say freedom, we need democratic, but they liar. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad a lot of people have turned up to say that they...
No, we need to stop about this. Very bad, like Gaza now. Yeah. Not first time, all of they did, but they're very bad, bad people.
Thank you.
Yeah, we are Lebanese. Now I am over 50, but now when I grow up, I have war. We like peace, but all people, no human. They criminal and black, wear nice clothes and tight, but they criminal. They say freedom, we need equal. We need to go to visit Lebanon to have what name? Equal? But no. Yeah, like they do for Gaza, they do too fast. They very bad people.
Do you want to talk to me about why you're here today and your feelings?
We need to support Lebanon.
We're here because we're not happy what happened in Lebanon. You know, we have some relative and some innocent, all the innocent people living there doesn't harm anybody, and also doesn't have any money to
escape.
You see, that's very bad situation there.
We need to doesn't stop. We need
doesn't
peace.
Need the war.
Please attention, everybody.
And they're killing all the please innocent people. That's not fair.
And when it gets dark a little bit, we can all lift the candle up. It's for free. They're all on the table. Just help yourself and grab one.
Thank you. Thank you all for coming.
I know, Gaza. I mean, outrageous.
Gaza, they want to shoot us. But we are Lebanese. Always stand up, like Finnegan. Finnegan bird, we like it. Always stand up for our side.
I guess to protest the Israeli atrocities in Lebanon and Gaza.
Yeah. And show solidarity with the Lebanese community. Yeah.
Do you live on this side of town?
Yes, yeah, we live in Coburg.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of people from the Lebanese background diaspora from 30 years ago. Have you been noticing a sort of a general feeling of worry and concern amongst the community?
I think there are more people showing solidarity with Palestinian people, with kafayas and kind of Palestinian symbols and Lebanese symbols too, which is great. So I've certainly noticed that.
Yeah. Oh, it's quite interesting because like it's a vigil and everybody's come and then people are all talking to each other, which is quite interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very nice. It's good for the community to get together and share a social shared feeling of solidarity, I guess.
Yeah, it's really important for us to come out and see other people who are feeling the same way. I mean, you know, with the way that the media in Australia is covering or not covering what's happening, it's it's really important for everyone who can see just to show each other we all see, we know what's happening. Yeah.
The event very successful. Also, I'd like to thank Bessima Foundation and also the vast Victorian Arabic Social Services and of course the Victorian Lebanese Community Council. Thank you all. Thanks all the political parties for coming, all the associations, everyone who came to support Lebanon in this very difficult time. We're not people of Lebanon. We don't want war. We want peace. But unfortunately, Israel is not letting us, you know, live in peace. It's not the first time Lebanon has been attacked. We've been attacked since 82 to 2006, and now again another war. Thousands of Lebanese have been fled the south of Lebanon. More than 300,000 people looking for shelter in Lebanon, and in one day, more than 600 people have been killed and more than 2,000 people have been injured, and the bombing is still going. So we need the support from you all, especially from the political party, the Australian government. We ask them to support Lebanon during this difficult time, to speak to their allies, especially America and Israel, to stop this aggression against Lebanon. I would like to thank people today who supported us, especially the Green Party, who are here today to support us, and also the City Council of Marybeck, especially Sue Bolton, who supported us. I want to thank everyone who supported this event here today to get the message to the world. We are people of peace. We are people for peace. We don't want war. We want peace. We want to live peace like we live in Australia here. So thanks, everyone, for coming here to support Lebanon in this very difficult time. And we really ask everyone to keep watching the news and put pressure on the Australian government to be more, to take more action to stop this aggression against Lebanon. Thank you.
Yeah, you were born here, but the point is that this aggression towards Lebanon has been going on for generations.
Absolutely. The aggression towards Lebanon has been going on for generations. In fact, you can actually trace violence in Lebanon carried out by Israel, well, not Israel, by Zionists prior to Israel, prior to Nakba, before there was a modern Lebanon or Palestine. You know, before Sykes-Picot, there has been violence carried out in what is called Lebanon. You know, this is not new. It has been escalating and it is getting worse and worse.
It's part of the colonial project.
Absolutely. I would say this is part of the European colonial project that has been taken over from European powers such as England and France in the area by the United States primarily, and also supported by the Australian government, the governments of the United Kingdom, Canada, all of these imperialist countries. And what we're seeing here is perhaps some would describe Israel acting as a colonial post in the Middle East, securing European American interests. And it seems to be acting in a way, with impunity. And everything that it does so because it is endorsed by the US.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing... They're drawing a long bow when they talk about protecting ourselves, when they send aircrafts to 200 kilometres into the border of Lebanon.
Absolutely. You know, they do say what they were going to say, much like with Palestine, where they blame Hamas, despite a history of imperialist, colonialist violence prior to the foundation of Hamas. They are doing the same thing with Hezbollah in Lebanon. They've been violent in the south of Lebanon, but now they are actually bombing the north. You know, they've bombed Baalbek, I'm pretty sure they bombed Tripoli, they bombed Beirut, you know, not just the south. They have done so prior to the formation of Hezbollah. In fact, Hezbollah was a response. It was actually formed during occupation of Lebanon, in response to the occupation of Lebanon by Israel.
And I'll have to say, the other thing that's incredibly disturbing is, of course, that online we're now seeing photographs of whole families who have been killed, like their family shots of whole families being killed in this bombing. I mean, you can't turn your face away.
Absolutely, much like in Palestine, but also one can think of places like Sudan, you know, in Darfur. You can think of places, Sri Lanka, the experiences of Tamil Eelam, you know. In Lebanon, we are seeing whole families wiped out, maimed. Maybe children survive in some cases and they're orphaned. Or, you know, people are, if they survive, they are left maimed, like disabled, or, you know, with trauma that will last a lifetime. It's
a real, you know, please explain, Mr. Albanese, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and the fact that you know, the Lebanese community, even tonight, has appealed to the government to intervene, I think, is a sort of a cry on deaf ears. But it's, to me, this is a clear indication, that's a political demand to my mind, by members, like Australian citizens, to their government. And, you know, not every person is super fond of things, forms of government, such as representative democracy, but we do have a representative democracy here. And even by their own standards, which are abysmally low, the Albanese government is absolutely failing.